Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Polk County officials say they've identified a case of measles in an infant. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Measles was confirmed in an infant who was too young to be vaccinated. The child recently traveled to an area where the virus is spreading. Officials say there are no known local public exposure locations. This is the 9th case of measles health officials have confirmed in Iowa this year. The other 8 cases of the highly contagious virus were confirmed this summer between May and July. The Centers for Disease Control recommends children get their first dose of the MMR shot starting at 12 months of age. Julianne Van Loo is the director of the Polk County Health Department.
We do also want to lift up, particularly related to this case, that babies who are aged 6 to 11 months should get an early dose before international travel.
According to state data, 87% of Iowa's 2-year-olds had received the MMR vaccine in 2024. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Canadian geese at 2 state parks in southwest Iowa have tested positive for the highly contagious avian influenza virus. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says about 60 geese have been recovered from Lake of Three Fires and Green Valley Lake in Taylor and Union counties since last week. Officials say anyone who encounters sick birds should steer clear. 20 or more carcasses found together in a small area should be reported to local wildlife officials. The Trump administration is suing Illinois over access to the state's complete unredacted voter registration database, including sensitive information such as voters' dates of birth and partial Social Security numbers. Capital News Illinois reports the Justice Department filed the lawsuit on Thursday in a U.S. District Court in Springfield. At least 18 other states are facing similar lawsuits. The Illinois State Board of Elections has so far refused to hand over the information, citing state and federal privacy laws. A spokesperson for the board said it has asked Attorney General Kwame Raoul to handle the lawsuit, but declined to comment further on the case. WQPT Quad Cities is leaving 3 full-time positions unfilled in response to federal funding cuts to public media. WVIK's freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more on how the local PBS station is managing.
The public TV station is dealing with a loss of over half its annual budget since the federal government cut the Corporation for Public Broadcasting effective October 1st, which provided $535 million a year to public TV and radio nationwide, of which more than 70% was given to local broadcasters through grants. WQPT got $846,207 from CPB, accounting for 54% of its annual budget. General Manager Don Schmidt said WQPT, a service of Western Illinois University Moline, is not considering cutting the number of hours they're on the air, which is 24 hours a day, but is cutting outreach and having to reduce purchase of new programming.
So we're just doing the best we can. We're reacting through attrition. WQPT staff is going to go from 8 employees to 5 employees by January 1st.
There is still small hope that federal funding could be restored in some way, Schmidt said.
It's still important for the community to reach out to their local legislators to let them know how important their public television and radio stations are.
For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Augustana College students are partnering with the Community Healthcare Clinic in Rock Island to collect data on prenatal care and birthing outcomes. The college's Center for Advancement of Community Health and Wellness has since 2022 assisted community partners in health-related projects. The center's director, Dr. Kimberly Murphy, says students will be working alongside Aquaba QC and the Iowa Black Doula Collective in surveying mothers, doulas, and other healthcare professionals about birthing practices in the region.
What we're really looking to do is increase the number of women who go for the prenatal visits, the 13 recommended prenatal visits, because we know that if you're more likely to go to those and engage with your healthcare professionals and your support network, that then you'll see better birthing outcomes for the pregnant person as well as the child.
The data collection will last for 1 year, followed by a year of analysis. This is WVIK News.